Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 289. Sanctification. We must have the right kind of faith, combined with good works. If we have saving faith, we shall indeed see of the salvation of God. Let none of us have a superficial faith which means nothing. Do not say, "This one was prayed for and saved." This is misleading. This is not that saving faith which works by love and purifies the soul. Every soul will be tested and proved, and if in the proving any man draws back, he will fail to meet the standard of God. The just shall live by faith. They will show their faith by their works. If any man draw back, God says, "My soul shall have no pleasure in him." It is one thing to profess to be a follower of Christ. It is another thing to do honor to him by sincere faith, standing with firm purpose of heart as his witnesses, bearing public testimony in his name. It is the application of practical godliness that will strengthen the ranks of the professors of the faith. With many, the truth is at first enthusiastically received. Then there comes some statement from the word which is needed for the purification of the soul, and Christ is abandoned by these false disciples. Pride is offended, and Satan's hellish shadow wraps them about. Thus it has been, and thus it will continue to be to the close of this earth's history. I spoke on Sabbath. These men, non-Adventists holding responsible positions whose wives were church members, were all there, no less than three of them hanging in the balance. The wind blew so that the pulpit had to be moved near to the people to preserve me from taking cold. I had great freedom in speaking, and told them plainly that the Lord Jesus was in our midst. I asked them to turn to Exodus 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Now," said I, "listen attentively to what the Lord is saying unto you this day. Speak thou unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that did sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people." I read to the close of the chapter. Then I asked them if they would turn away from a plain. Thus saith the Lord. For the sayings of men, when they see that their assertions are entirely contrary to the word of God. The word has made the statement, "I am the Lord that do sanctify you," if you observe the Sabbath. This is the only true sanctification in the scriptures, that which comes from God because of obedience to his commandments. Then we may know that the little companies assembled together to worship the Lord on the day which he has blessed and made holy, have a right to claim the rich blessings of Jehovah. He who has declared that his words are spirit and life should have their faith in strong exercise, that the Lord Jesus is an honored guest in their assemblies. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh he rested and was refreshed. True sanctification comes through willing obedience. We are distinctly and decidedly taught that the proper observance of the Sabbath brings a knowledge of what constitutes true sanctification. Reputation and even life itself might better be sacrificed than the truth of the word of God. God declares that when his Sabbath is honored as sacred and holy, it is to his people a sign between him and them, whereby they may know that he is that doth sanctify them. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. God has set it apart to be devoted to holy service. It is his memorial of creation. By his creative power, God is distinguished from all other gods that are worshipped. The Sabbath is a public token by which the world may recognize the true and living God. If they obey him and reverence his holy day, the Sabbath is a continual sign between him and them, a pledge that he will recognize and fulfill his covenant. We are to render implicit obedience to the commandments of God. Let us remember that by keeping the Sabbath holy, we are honoring God. And those that honor him, he will honor. Every day our faith should increase. While we say, "I know that I am a sinner," we can say also, "I know I have a Savior. Jesus died for sinners, and he will pardon my sins if I sincerely repent." It is of no avail to claim to believe on Christ unless we acknowledge the claims of God's law and daily strive to obey its precepts. The Lord calls upon all who think they know what faith is, to be sure that they are not pulling with only one oar, that their little bark is not going round and round, making no progress at all. Faith without intelligent works is dead, being alone. Faith in the healing power of God will not save unless it is combined with good works. Let no one imagine that it is an easy thing to overcome the enemy, and through faith and perfect obedience gain eternal life. Not one can be borne aloft to an incorruptible inheritance without effort on his part. To look back is to grow dizzy, to let go is to perish. Few appreciate the importance of striving constantly to overcome. They relax their diligence, and as the result become selfish and self-indulgent. Spiritual vigilance is not thought to be essential. Earnestness in human effort is not brought into the Christian life.